You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Wednesday, Jacinda Ardern announced the latest changes to the COVID-19 protection framework. These include changing of capacity levels at level red and orange and letting go of many vaccine mandates. As Auckland passes its peak in cases, discussions have begun taking place around the possibility of Tamaki Makaurau moving down to orange before the rest of the country. To learn more, I spoke to Professor Michael Plank from the University of Canterbury about the changes. What changes have been made to the COVID-19 protection framework?
Yeah, one of the biggest changes is the end to the vaccine pass system. So people will no longer need to have a vaccine pass to get into places like cafes and bars and hairdressers and so on. So this change, I think this is a reasonable time to make this change. Vaccine passes were hugely important with Delta, but with Omicron, the vaccine's still highly effective at stopping you getting severely ill, but they're less effective at stopping people from catching and spreading the virus. So, whether or not there are unvaccinated people in a cafe or a bar, it is not going to have a big effect on the risk of catching COVID there. So although it will feel like a big change to the system, I don't think it will have a big effect on the number of cases and the risk of transmission in the community.
Are there any still good uses for the vaccine mandates?
So the vaccine mandates have been narrowed down to high-risk areas such as aged residential care and healthcare workers. And I think that makes sense. These are people who are working with some of the most vulnerable members of our community. So that's, there's a stronger case for it there than just sort of as a blanket measure across the whole population for people going into public venues.
What sort of effects could this have on the immunocompromised population of Aotearoa?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think we have to remember that that not everyone's the same, and that not everyone can get vaccinated. In fact, but I would come back to the point that if you're going into a cafe or a bar, for example, that there are likely to be a lot of COVID positive people there, whether we have the vaccine pass system or not, because as we can see, a lot of people who are fully vaccinated, a lot of people who are boosted even, can still catch the virus. And so this particular change isn't really going to drastically alter the risk that already exists for those parts of the population.
There's been some discussions about Auckland going into orange before the rest of the country. This is quite counter to everything else that we've seen throughout the history, especially of the Delta lockdowns. What has changed recently regarding the peaks?
A regional approach, of course, is not a new thing because last year we had a long period of time when Auckland was under strict restrictions, whereas the rest of the country was at level two. So it's sort of the other way around now. Other parts of the country are seeing increase in cases, whereas Auckland seems to have peaked and cases have dropped quite a lot. So it's possible that the government will take a regional approach and areas where cases are falling quite clearly, like Auckland, may be able to relax some of those restrictions earlier than places that are still seeing increases.
Will the passing of the peak in other parts of the country, as well as the passing of the peaks of hospitalizations, make the rest of the country move down alert levels as well?
Once we do reach a stage where cases are coming down, where hospitalizations are coming down, and where the healthcare system is coping, that's the point at which it becomes safer to relax some of those restrictions. I think continued use of some of the mitigations we have, like masks, for example, is going to be really important. COVID isn't going to go away. We're going to be living with this virus for the foreseeable future. So we need to sort of figure out what a sustainable set of measures is that allows us to mitigate the impacts of COVID, but accepting the fact that we're not going to be able to get rid of it altogether.
Could moving into a state like that, a state of endemic, could we move from that state of relative safety back into harsher lockdowns if there's any new strains?
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest uncertainty with the pandemic is what the next variant will bring. You know, and it's very likely that there will be more new variants to come. And we just don't know what effect that will have. I mean, one encouraging pattern that we have seen in the pandemic so far is that although new variants come along and they are able to evade to some extent the immunity that we have against becoming infected, the immunity that we have against severe disease that we have from a highly vaccinated population, that seems to be broader and it seems to be longer lasting. You know, hopefully we will see new variants, but we'll still be well protected against severe illness. But of course, it's not guaranteed. And so we really just have to wait and see what the next new variant brings and prepare to remain adaptable and to adjust our response if a new variant requires it.
That was Michael Plank from the University of Canterbury on the changes made to the COVID-19 protection framework.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.